Right now, it is time for us to bring in Mike Causey, and it's time to check sports. So let's go to the man. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Where do we start? Where, Mike?
Well, there's not a lot going on right now.
There really isn't. I mean, you look at the major leagues, okay, because it's, what now? We're only, what, about a month away from pitchers and catchers?
What's today, the 10th, 9th? Yeah, about a month, yep.
There's a bunch of baseball players that have not been offered contracts yet, which are, Josh Donaldson, Puig, Francis Lindor. Wouldn't you think as a major league team you'd want these people on your roster to go to spring training?
Well, you still have a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could sign somebody up to a week before spring training, it wouldn't make a difference. And spring training's not like it used to be. Everybody goes down there in shape. It's not like you have to get yourself in shape because these guys train year-round more than they did before. So it's not really that important yet. Once camp opens up, you kind of want to have everything solid. But right now, with a month to go, a month is still a long time to get these guys because they're just a plane ride away from getting into camp and being where they're supposed to be. So it's not like it used to be that you want to have your roster set a month before camp opens.
Yeah, I guess baseball has changed like that. It's interesting. The Yankees signed a journeyman pitcher to a minor league contract, a guy by the name of Nick Tropiano, who has a 12-14 record and a 4.51 ERA. But what disguises that is that he's had problems. He's only logged double digit starts in two years in his major league career. So I guess that it's not much money, and they'll see if there's any gas left in the tank. I guess that's just one of those throwaway signings, right?
Well, they're buying into this use a pitcher an inning, a pitcher a batter deal. So they're stockpiling pitchers to go that way and have backups if people get hurt. I don't believe in it. You've seen the two teams that were in the World Series last year. They didn't believe in it, but this is the route the Yankees are taking, and they're just building up a whole bunch of pitchers, not necessarily good pitchers, but guys that can just throw a ball, and they're going to see where it goes.
All right,
how it plays out.
I was watching Michael Kay yesterday in the afternoon at my house, and they had Larry David on, right? He's a big New York sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he's always invited to, like, the Jets and the Giants and the Yankees and the Mets. He's always invited to speak to owners and stuff like that.
Right.
And he tells a story which is unbelievable, that when the Jets were looking for a quarterback, he went up to the general manager of the Jets at that time and told them they should draft Lamar Jackson. And the general manager laughed at him and said, "Yeah, stick to comedy. We know football."
Well, I don't believe it totally. I saw that story too. I actually saw him
give the story. Mm-hmm. I believe him absolutely because he's a wild New York fan, and they were getting on him, Mike, because if he roots for both the Yankees and the Mets during the regular season, and if push comes to shove and the Yankees were to meet the Mets in the World Series, then he's a Met fan, and they were trying to get on him for that. And I don't know. I didn't see anything wrong with that. I mean, I always like to see New York teams win, but if my New York team is going up against another New York team, of course I'm going to root for that. But it was a funny conversation anyway.
Well, who knows? With his knowledge of football, he might be the next Giants GM.
You never can tell. What the media is doing, I'm already they're making a lot of friends for Tom Brady that people didn't know or like Tom Brady, because the media is throwing out all sorts of wild ideas. Tom Brady's going to go to the Cowboys. They'll bring him a Super Bowl. He's not going to retire. He's going to go to a different. You know what? They should just let this sit. You know what? With the Super Bowl's coming up, the playoffs are on. Let this sit until afterward.
Well, you know, if it was up to the media, the Earth would be getting hit by an asteroid every day. So the media is the media. The media is not news anymore. It's entertainment. And they just stir the pot, and they come up with these ridiculous scenarios. And I guess they get paid for it. So, you know, the people that used to do that, used to call that children's books and fairy tales. Now it's news for the media.
All right, and you'll love this story. I don't know if you heard about the Cleveland Cavaliers coach. After they finished their game, and they played terrible, right? And I saw the video of this, and I know what he meant to say, and he fixed it later on. He meant to say his team, the players were playing like slugs, but he didn't say slugs. He said thugs. and the media got on him right away, and it's true. If you look at the clip, what he's saying, of course, he said they played like slugs, not thugs. They didn't beat up people on the court. They were just terrible. They were terrible.
But I remember not too long ago when Oakley and company played for the Knicks in the way the NBA used to be, and the word thug used to be commonly used to describe the way guys played. Now all of a sudden it's offensive.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Everybody's too sensitive. We need to go to desensitive training, not sensitive training.
And this,
I mean, it's ridiculous how people, I mean, the guy's playing in the, just for example, the guy's playing in the NBA. He's not going out mugging people. He's not a thug. A thug is a description of how somebody acts. And when you play a tough physical game, that's playing thuggery. It's ridiculous how people get offended by words. They get offended by words, but they don't get offended by actions.
You're going to love this next story. With Tom Brady's departure,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts politicians are now giving their 2 cents. Boston mayor said he'd be willing to give Brady the keys to the city forever. Who cares?
Exactly.
The Speaker of the Massachusetts House said there was precedent for renaming a town for Brady. Make me want to puke!
Unbelievable.
These guys are just saying things to get into the news. I mean, name a town for Tom Brady?
Remember the movie with Robert Redford and Demi Moore?
Oh, about the rich guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when is one of them going to offer up his wife?
Name a town. It reminds me. Remember the original Superman movie that Gene Hackman was the Remember when his cohort Otis when they were looking at the little goofy guy. Yeah, and they went to a map how he was going to reorganize, and Otis named Otisville on the map.
Yeah, right? I remember that.
And Gene Hackman crushed it. I saw this story and I thought, Tom Brady doesn't want a town named after him.
No.
Yeah, if the hometown he came from wants to name a high school, a street, and stuff, that's different. But to name it to Bradyville?
No. These people are just insane.
I know. I heard these stories, and I said, you know what? Seeing as there's not much sports news, I wanted to pass all these stories along to you. Just amazing.
The keys to the city.
Keys to the city and name a town after him.
Yeah.
That's going to keep him in Massachusetts. He's already bought property right next to us at Silo Ridge, by the way, to build a house. He bought that a year ago.
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Don't be surprised if he winds up in a place like Minnesota where they have a pretty good team, but they need a quarterback.
I wouldn't be surprised if he winds up in some place like Minnesota. Any team that he can step in and has a good receiving core,
mm-hmm.
and a decent running game, okay, and a decent running game. I wouldn't be surprised wherever he goes there, but all these other these politicians that give me a break. Well,
they're nuts. they prove it every day with the things that come out of their mouth. It's amazing how people voted for them.
All right. Well, tomorrow we'll vote on the weekend's NFL games.
Yeah, and then Monday we'll do the college game Monday night.
Yep. And is there any racing this weekend?
Yeah, we'll dig some up.
Okay. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.